Why are my eyes still flowing? Why does my heart thus trembling move? Why do I sigh when going to see the darling saint I love? Ah, she's my heaven, and in my eye love's deity. There is no life like to what she can give, nor any death like taking my leave. Tell me no more of glory. To court's ambition I have resigned, but tell a long, long story of Celia's face, her shape and mine. Spake to of raptures that would life destroy, to enjoy. Had I a diadem, scepter, and ball, for that dear minute I'd part with them all. For that would be a treasure beyond whate'er the world can give, a joy beyond all measure must needs in such endearments live. Such tender blessing who too much can prize, which arise beyond the reach of mortals tell, and in themselves all pleasures excel. Tell her the roses blowing that in her face create a spring, those lilies that are growing at every sight fresh raptures bring, which breathe into my heart love's gentle fire, make me desire the dear enjoyment that I long to gain, to which I wade even in a sea of pain. Yet pain's to me a pleasure, since 'tis for her whom I adore. I'll wait till she's at leisure, hers with thy captive heart restore. I'll scorn to think I suffer when such bliss, such happiness, with a glance can banish despair. Is still at hand my drooping soul to cheer. As when the sun by beaming upon the frozen earth unbinds her icy chains, she seeming dead to mankind, new life soon finds. Killed by the warmer rays, she pregnant grows and bestows her plenty on the long-expecting swain, to let him see his hopes were not in vain. Go bear ye winds, my sighing, in gentle gales to her relate. I languish and am dying. 'tis she must stay my fate. Tell her her eyes have given me a wound that uncrowned all happiness that the world did yield, and from the conqueror won the field. Love's harvest is exceeding, when his soft fires do gently move, when his kindness is a-breeding in the kind hearts of those we love. Breathe, breathe these fires into my Celia's breast to make me blessed. But let the gentle flame move calmly there, calm as the thoughts of newborn infants are.
While Strephon was bewailing the absence of his charming fair, and though 'twas not availing the beauteous Celia she drew near, all gay as new-blown roses are, she did appear. And hearing from the cool grove his moan, she in pity made this kind return. Come, cease your eyes from flowing, and let not my poor beauties move. A shepherd that so knowing in all the secret ways of love, a sign of arms, kind heart, you have changed.